this Rams defensive front is tough on passers. How tough is it on runners as well?
You know, they do a great job with that, but you're so childish, by the way. You're very childish. All right, but they do a great job up front, but you know, our offensive line, they like challenges, and they're looking forward to it, and you know, so are we.
You guys are ranked third in the league in rushing yards right now. Is this the best rushing attack that you've had since you've been here?
We're definitely doing great this year. You know, we started off fast, just how coach wanted us to. And, you know, we just have to keep it up. It's still the beginning of the season. We have a long way to go. But, I think everybody likes the way we're starting off the running game this year.
You've seen some really good defensive fronts just to start the season. How does this Rams, and heck, even over the course of the past couple of years, how does this Rams defensive front stack up to what you've already faced?
I mean, they're active. You know, they're good with their hands. They get off blocks. And they rally to the ball. But, you know, that's when we have to trust our course, trust our landmarks. And we're going to definitely have to break tackles. So we set goals for, like, to try to get 15 broken tackles, like, for the team, everybody who gets the ball. So this is definitely going to be a game where that counts.
Is this one of the best fronts that you've seen, if not this year?
I don't know the answer Sunday.
Yeah. Daddy, you said the goal is 15. How many times have you guys reached that goal in the first four games?
We get close. I think the highest we've got so far is like 12 or 13. So we're in the ballpark. We're getting there.
I didn't know in the past you said you don't watch a lot of other people playing your position, but do you know anything about Todd Gurley and kind of where he's coming from this year?
I train with him in the off season down in Florida, and I mean, you know, he's a cool guy. You know, he comes out, he works hard, definitely works hard, and you know, he does what, you know, any running back wants to do, and that's, you know, take care of the load. And he's definitely he's off to a great start with that.
When people talk about protecting a quarterback, they talk about blocking a lot. But how important is running the ball early to protecting your quarterback by just keeping the defense off balance?
I think offensively we have a great balance when it comes to running and passing the ball. And, you know, that's another positive that we have, because no matter what we decide to do, you know, it's a positive play. So, you know, being balanced definitely makes it tough on the defense, and we're off to a great start with that.
Eddie, how's the ankle? Did it come to San Francisco okay, your ankle?
Yeah, it's cool.
Was it as cool as it was the week before, or cooler?
It's cool.
Is that 100% cool? 100%
cool? It's cool. It's chilling. It's straight.
Do you feel normal? Or is it still something you have to?
I mean, I don't think as a football player you ever really feel normal. You know, you get hit a lot, but I mean, I'm all right enough to go out there and run.
But so the ankle is still something you got to treat.
It's something that's cool.
But not cooler.
Cool.
Every season there's wear and tear on the body. How's it go from start to finish? When do you feel the most fresh, and do you kind of hit a plateau where you're consistently a little banged up, or does it get worse and worse until you take time off in February?
I mean, I think we do a great job of, you know, balancing around with the pass, and me and Starks rotate out a lot. So that definitely helps keep our body fresh for, you know, when it gets late in the season. But once it starts snowing and we run the ball more, that's when it tends to get a little tougher. But it's not bad at all.
You talked about Todd Gurley's, you know, his work ethic. You saw him have to rehab and get his way back on the field through a knee injury. Did it give you appreciation for just what he's had to kind of go through?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the success that he's getting, he definitely deserved it. He worked hard for it. And, you know, it's what you want to see. I mean, even though he's on another team, like, you want to see guys, you know, be able to persevere things. And he's done that so far.